Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1723, Financial FOMO, What, Why, and How to Avoid It, Part 1, by Joel of 5amjoel.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. I have a bit of a longer post today. I'll read the first half today and then finish the rest for you tomorrow. So let's dive into the first half and start optimizing your life. Financial FOMO, What, Why, and How to Avoid It, Part 1, by Joel of 5amjoel.com. What is financial FOMO? You've probably heard of regular FOMO, which is the fear of missing out. It's when you worry or have anxiety about missing out on fun and memorable experiences in life. What about financial FOMO or investing FOMO? Financial FOMO is a little more specific to money and investing. It's when you worry about missing out on financial success or profitable events, and that worry makes you do harmful things to grow your wealth. You constantly research ways to make money, save money, and get ahead. You're excited about finances, but this feeling of excitement is matched equally with a feeling of disappointment from not doing as good as everyone else seems to be doing. Personally, I don't suffer from FOMO, financial or otherwise. I believe FOMO is an unhealthy mindset that makes people their own worst nightmare. Not only is it poisonous to let fear and anxiety occupy your mind, it leads you to do things you usually wouldn't do. It might sound cool to have financial FOMO, but it can actually be detrimental to your financial success. It's the opposite of cool. Example of financial FOMO. A week in the life of Steve. Monday. Steve wakes up at 6 a.m. and is very motivated. He goes for a morning jog while listening to his favorite podcast, the Entrepreneur Investor McMillion Secret Strategy Show. The podcast features a guest speaker who built a $200,000 a year business buying and selling raw land. He outlines 6 easy-to-follow steps for young and hungry beginners to start their own land flipping business. Truly inspiring content for an aspiring investor. Steve is fascinated by what he hears. He gets home from his jog and writes down land flipping on his goal board for the year 2020. Tuesday, Steve goes out for drinks after work. His buddy Tom is at the bar bragging about his latest Bitcoin trade. Tom has been buying small amounts of Bitcoin ever since it was $30 per coin and holds about $350,000 worth of Bitcoin today. He also was successful in meme stocks. Steve feels a little bad that he never bought into Bitcoin back in the day, but Tom assures him he's not too late to enter the cryptocurrency market. Tom's advice is just throw $1,000 into Bitcoin every month or so. It'll be worth millions someday. That night, Steve goes home and spends 3 hours reading news articles and watching YouTube videos about Bitcoin price predictions. Not ready to commit yet, he goes to bed without purchasing anything. Wednesday, someone emails Steve a news article written about Mark Zuckerberg. The article explains how Zuckerberg and his wife started a foundation to fight diseases, and they donated $30 billion to the charity. Zuckerberg was 31 years old at the time. Steve thinks about his own life. Steve is 36 years old and only donates $1,000 a year to charity. He feels horrible about this because it's only a fraction of what Zuckerberg does. Steve goes to bed that night feeling like he's made no impact on the world. Thursday, Steve needs some inspiration, so he goes back to his favorite podcasts. He listens to 3 episodes back to back. In these episodes, experts talk in depth about rental property investing, recession-proof stock picking, and passive income via blogging. These are 3 more strategies that Steve is missing out on, and 3 more reasons for Steve to feel like f*** about himself. Friday, Steve wakes up to a text message from Tom, the Bitcoin guy. The text reads, "Bitcoin just went up 22%. I told you it's a good investment." Steve feels like a real loser. If only he bought Bitcoin on Tuesday, he would have made 22% in 3 days. Dang, he missed out. Trying to feel better, Steve goes on the Choose 5 Facebook page and starts reading some of the group posts. One of the posts reads, "My husband and I just hit FI and we're quitting our jobs next week to travel." Steve is happy for the couple, but inside feels like shit because he has 16 years of work left before becoming financially independent himself. Saturday. It's been a week of bad luck for Steve, or so he feels. Everyone around him seems to be getting rich, becoming financially independent, and doing it all in a fun and interesting way. Steve is left feeling anxious and worried. Everyone is moving forward, and Steve is being left behind. How can he keep up with what everyone else is doing? Is there some secret to success he's missing? Steve goes to the library and borrows 6 self-help books to see if there are any answers there. The more Steve searches, the more lost he feels. The cycle continues. Problems created by FOMO. Hear that on tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part 1 of the post titled "Financial FOMO: What, Why, and How to Avoid It" by Joel of 5amjoel.com. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. One of the things I've come to learn about money is that it's only as valuable as your clarity on how you'll use it and your comfort level with how much is enough. And you know what screws up this balance of clarity and comfort? Comparison with others. Getting ahead financially is as much about how you feel about your money as it is about how much money you have. And when it comes to comparison, it's the thief of joy. It's also a gigantic waste of time because it depletes your energy when you compare yourself to others. And you need that energy to improve your finances and foster your own sense of direction. Financial FOMO can hold us back because we all have a unique set of circumstances, skills, and preferences that we should be leveraging in unique ways that only we can determine. So for instance, I've made many of my decisions over the last few years to strive for financial independence by the time I reach 40. But my original plan needed to be revised for me to now experiment with self-employment and entrepreneurship. Furthermore, I'm moving towards combining households with my Midwestern gentleman, which will certainly lead to more adjustments as I'll be focused on our goals versus just my goals. I think we need to be careful about trying to copy too closely how others are managing their finances, because it robs us of the clarity and comfort that comes when we're more self-directed. Well, that should do it for today. Have a happy rest of your day and a great weekend. I'll see you tomorrow, where we'll finish up this post and where your optimal life awaits.